Well over 1 million Americans are living with type 1 diabetes. My dad is one of them, and I'm very glad that both medicine and technology have evolved to the point where managing the condition is a lot easier and less scary than it was a few decades ago. Still, it's a serious condition that requires careful adherence to diet and lifestyle in order to remain safe and healthy. So what does this have to do with travel blocking, which we'll look at today on the program? By the way, this is Side Hustle School. I'm your host, Chris Guillebeau. Well, one half of the travel blogging couple I'll tell you about has type 1 diabetes, and they have wisely decided to write about that, focusing on how people with this condition can still travel and live a life of adventure. They just have to prepare and plan well. So why is it wise? Well, because there are way too many travel bloggers out there. You can't throw a rock in Thailand without taking out an entire web host worth of them, thus ruining a dozen beach sunset photos on Instagram. So if you're going to be a travel blogger, you can either be the very best one in the world, which of course is difficult, or you can wisely find a unique focus and approach. That's what this couple has found, and they're now earning more than $3,500 a month. So good for them. We'll hear about how they made it happen and a couple of tips for you. That story is coming up after this shout out to our sponsor. Stay tuned. It would seem that no matter where you look online these days, there's another travel blog. But does that mean that there are no longer any opportunities for those looking to monetize their overseas adventures? Well, as college students Bradley Williams and Cassie McGinnis discovered, it's still possible. But if you want to stand out, you need to focus your efforts. Cassie had always dreamed of traveling the world, and she started saving up for grand adventures from an early age. But that dream came to a halt when she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. For those not familiar with the condition, type 1 diabetes is not preventable and there is no known cure. It's a condition that must be constantly and carefully managed with insulin, either via injections or an insulin pump. Diabetics measure their blood sugar levels throughout the day with finger pricks or by wearing a continuous glucose monitor. On top of all that, if insulin gets too hot or if it freezes, it becomes ineffective, adding another complication when traveling. Having hoped for a carefree, vagabond life, Cassie was devastated. But she also wasn't interested in letting that diagnosis become her only reality. 3 months later, Cassie set off, insulin pump in hand, to see the world. It wasn't always easy, but she found ways to make do, even in countries like Bangladesh and Thailand, where there was little diabetes care. Nothing was going to keep her from hanging out with elephants. Over the years, she learned a lot about type 1 diabetes and the impact it had on her travels. And somewhere along the way, it occurred to her that this was valuable information she could share with others. So when she and her boyfriend Bradley graduated from university with a 4-month backpacking stint to South America on the horizon, they decided it was time to make a leap. With less than 500 pounds, or about $650, they launched a website and called their new project Dream Big, Travel Far. And instead of creating an all-purpose travel blog, they opted to focus on giving others with type 1 diabetes the tools they needed to meet their travel goals without compromising their health. They started out by writing detailed posts with short, accurate, and trusted answers to all the questions people with the condition naturally have before setting off to a new country. Questions like, do you need a doctor's note to justify the amount of insulin you travel with? And can you go through security with an insulin pump? In between Amazon riverboat cruises and trekking through national parks, Cassie and Bradley published their advice on taking medication and syringes through TSA, traveling to high altitudes, and even location-specific what to do in case of emergencies guides. The latter of these was especially important because following a night with her sister at a bar in Thailand, Cassie knew all too well how easy it was for someone to mistake a glucose monitor for a cell phone and walk off with it. Although they were clearly filling a need, it wasn't always easy to keep up the motivation in the early days. They monetized the site using Google ads and affiliate links for products, but the pair relied on freelance copywriting gigs to fund their travels for the first couple of years. Fortunately, it was steady income, and their expenses were low enough that they only needed to do client work about 2 hours a day in order to stay afloat. Freelancing is a common approach for generating income while building up a passion project. However, Bradley says that if he could go back, he would have more of a financial buffer prior to setting out on their travels. This way, they could work on their blog more without needing to freelance so much. As it was, each article they wrote for a client meant less time and energy they could put towards writing for their own blog and scaling it as a business. Although slow to grow, their hustle eventually did pay off. They centered themselves as authorities for travelers with type 1 diabetes, and Dream Big, Travel Far currently gets more than 100,000 page views per month and brings in about £3,000, or $3,700, in profit each month as well. It's even been successful enough for them to quit freelancing entirely and sustain their travels. To monetize this growing traffic, they've installed ads through a network called Mediavine. They also generate commissions from linking to products on Amazon and other affiliate merchants. And they sell their own ebook and e-course for travelers with type 1. Roughly 40% of their income comes from ad revenue, 40% from affiliate commissions, and 20% from miscellaneous sources like their own e-products and occasional brand collaborations. Being able to earn passive income while exploring waterfalls and hopping around islands is obviously a huge benefit, but it's come with some secondary benefits as well. For Bradley, having a place to channel his overactive mind has led to better mental health on the road. And Kazi has become a leading voice within the travel market, speaking at a number of events around the UK. This adventurous couple now has lofty goals to triple their blog traffic this year and find new ways to continue growing their income. Eventually, they'd love to hire a virtual assistant to cover tasks like email and social media so they can focus on what they do best, namely getting traffic through Google. Meanwhile, they're making their way from Ireland to Indonesia. It just goes to show that a diagnosis can't stop you from dreaming big and traveling far. All right, so here's some tough love for you here today, at least for somebody out there. There are just way too many travel bloggers. There are also way too many life coaches, health coaches, business strategists. All of these things are far too general, and it's so hard to succeed if that's all you are, a travel blogger, a life coach, health coach, business strategist, probably some other examples that I am not mentioning. But that doesn't mean you can't succeed, of course. It just means you have to do something like apply Kazi's model. I did a story a while back about this guy who was a networking lawyer. Okay, so he was a lawyer and he goes out on his own and he wants to be an entrepreneur. So he starts writing about general entrepreneurship and it's fine. But, you know, his friends say, nobody's going to really care about this. Like, what's your angle here? And he realized that he was really good at networking. He was really good at what he essentially called how to make friends. And that's what had led him to be a speechwriter for the president, do a bunch of other stuff. I forget exactly where this is in the archives, but it's fairly recent. And by focusing on networking, by helping other people create the connections they want, learn to interact and make friends and be helpful and all that kind of stuff, he now makes $300,000 a year with this focused approach. When he was just writing about general entrepreneurship, not so much. So remember, specializing doesn't limit you. It grounds you. Specializing just like Kathy did. And in this case, lots of people out there with type 1 diabetes, like I said, my dad, who might be interested in going to Bangladesh. But can you even do that? Well, it seems like you can, but of course you have questions, and Kazi and Bradley have answers. So good for them. I hope we can bring them a small amount of exposure here, and I hope it helps some of our listeners out there as well. Forget to specialize. It's okay. Too many travel bloggers out there. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/949, episode 949. We are approaching 1,000. I'm so excited to share this journey with you. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.